Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
He restoreth my soul, based upon Psalm 23, verse 3, by Robert Hawker, 1753 through 1827. Yes, Lord, it is indeed you that brings back the stray sheep, for as no man ever quickened, so none can keep alive his own soul. Psalm 22, verse 29. It was indeed your promise, and most graciously you fulfill it. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and bring again that which was driven away. Ezekiel 34, verses 12 and 16. My soul, mark this trait of character in your Jesus for your meditation. It is well for you that restoring work, reclaiming work, and reviving work is all with Jesus. It begins in him and is carried on and completed by him and through his grace in you. It is well for you, my soul, that though you so often fail in all things toward your Jesus, yet he never fails in his love to you in anything. Sweet consideration. His love, and not our deserts, is the standard for all his tenderness to his people. And mark it down in strong characters, my soul, that Jesus' grace is much shown this way. He does not wait for our return, for then we should never return at all. Neither does he wait for our cry for help, but he puts that cry into the soul. Alas, how often have we wandered and gone astray, even before we were sensible of our departure? How blessed is it then to see and know that Jesus' eye is upon us, and that before we return to him, he is coming forth to us. His love, his pity, and his compassion are the security of his people's recovery. Yes, Lord, it is you that restores my soul. Praises to your name, for you do it all in such a way as proves it to be for your great name's sake, that your grace comes freely and without upbraiding. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.